Welcome to the Thriving Birth Worker Podcast, a space for conversations about how you, the birth worker, can create not only a fulfilling and sustainable career, but a joyful and thriving life. I'm Erin Underwood, an educator, movement specialist, mother of four boys, and a total anatomy nerd. My passion is to see birth workers encouraged, supported, and empowered in their careers and life.
How are we doing today, friends? I wanted to give you a quick catch up on what's been happening over here at the Thriving Birth Workers community, and also to introduce you to a really special friend of mine who is doing some incredible work. You're not going to want to miss this conversation. So first, where we're at now in the world right now, many of us are doing some really powerful, important, and deep inner work, reflecting on our beliefs, our values, and if our actions truly line up with what we say we believe. I'm a firm believer in the fact that we are whole beings. We're spiritual, emotional, mental, physical, all wrapped up into who we are. We often try to separate one part of out to work on that specific area, which then I understand that. It can be really overwhelming to feel like we're working on everything all at once. But I also found that much of my internal work is then strongly reflected in my physical work. It's very hard to do internal work and not have the external reflect that work. That's why I'm so excited to be moving into the final stages of being able to offer my Thriving Birth Worker Movement Method course. I didn't plan this timing, but it's honestly very special and dear to me, and I think it's actually coming at a very vital time in history. This online course, which is approved for 11 continued education hours through MEAC, and also DONA accepts MEAC credit hours as well, is all about physical embodiment, emotional downregulation support, and doing our own internal work through movement so that we can be fully available to serve our clients and our communities. It is a step-by-step course that walks you through how you can utilize movement both to strengthen your body for birth, but also to use movement to practice your own embodiment so that you can serve your clients with your whole heart. This work is so important, and this course is a powerful combination of all my years of study and research, and I've condensed it all into a practical and powerful step-by-step course. If you want to be sure to be invited into the first launch that is happening soon, go ahead and jump over to today's show notes to get on the wait list. I am also really excited to have you meet today's guest if you haven't already. Many of us begin the birth worker experience, and we are really entrepreneurial. We may not have realized it at the beginning, though, but as we dive into this work, we realize that we have to advocate for, market for, and promote ourselves on a new level to actually get connected to and serve our community. And it is not easy. This is where business coaching comes into the picture. I have received so many breakthroughs through a business coach, but now many of us also, there's that flip side of we don't have a lot of extra cash lying around to pay for one-on-one business coaching, even though it is an amazing tool. And that is where today's guest comes into the picture. Rebecca Baker is a business strategist that runs the incredible community over at the Doula Toolbox, and she specializes in supporting doulas. Now, if you're not a doula, please hang on with me because she really does support all birth workers and all of us can benefit from her wisdom. She saw this need for additional business support covering everything from social media to website development to all the other areas of running our own business. She does this in her community at a really accessible price point. It was exciting to talk to her about all the things. Rebecca is the real deal, my friends. She is powerful, she's passionate, and she's doing an incredible work. Our visions for supporting birth workers are so aligned that I felt like I was chatting with an old friend rather than a new one. I'm so excited to invite you to join me and listen in on my conversation with Rebecca Baker. Rebecca, thank you so much for joining us today. I'm excited to have you on the podcast.
Thanks so much for having me, Erin. I was really excited when you reached out. I actually have noticed you on Instagram and have been following you for a bit. So this is really great.
No, thank you. Yeah. So you are Rebecca from the Doula Toolbox. If any of my listeners haven't heard from you, could you give us just a little bit of who you are and like how you came into this position and what you're doing now.
Sure. It's a little bit of a messy story, but so I founded the Doula Toolbox just over about a year and a half ago. And it really came from a business that I was building before the Doula Toolbox called New Mom Planner. And that was really just out of my own experience of postpartum depression and all the struggles that I had when I had my twin girls. And it took me a solid 2 years, maybe more, to kind of get out of that fog and really start thinking, like, why am I going through this? Why am I struggling so much? Why didn't anybody warn me about what was coming? And, you know, all those questions that I think we probably all end up asking ourselves, and which is why doulas end up being so important and so vital in that season of life. So once I started asking myself those questions, I started to want to do something about it. I've always kind of had that entrepreneurial spirit. And so I thought, I can do something about this. I just need to kind of look into this. So what ended up happening was that I created a postpartum planner. And so that's where the name New Mom Planner came in. And it was really meant to help new parents. At the time, I was calling it New Mom, but I try to be more inclusive in my language these days. But I was really focusing on new moms just having that resource to set them up for success in their postpartum period. And so I was building that audience and working on that product, and I wasn't reaching the people that I wanted to reach. You know, I put that together probably like many of us, because we're so attached to the things that we create and that we put out. I really felt like this is going to be a hit. Like, people are going to snatch this up and it's going to be so good. And then I just kept pushing it and trying to reach new parents, and it just wasn't going anywhere. And then I started to recognize and notice the engagement that I was getting. And the engagement that I was getting was from doulas and from midwives and from naturopaths and more professionals in the field, seeing what I was doing and saying, this is so needed. Keep doing this. You have to keep doing this. And I remember driving along with my mom one day and just feeling frustrated and saying, like, I just don't know how to get this planner into the hands of the people who I really believe need it. And she said, well, why don't you connect with some doulas? Why don't you see if you can get it into the hands of the frontline workers and the people who are actually working one-on-one with the people that you want to help? And so that was kind of a springboard. And then it just started rolling from there, and just speaking with, you know, my partner at home and my mom and people, you know, in my kind of mastermind community, my business community, and the Doula Toolbox ended up being born from all of that. And so my initial focus was to just take the resources that I was creating with New Mom Planner and market them to doulas. So that was like my initial focus and my original intent. But as I started working inside of the doula community and having conversations and having people reach out to me, I really realized that they weren't even at a point of needing those extra resources for their clients. They were still at a point of trying to get their businesses off the ground and just feeling really frustrated and struggling, trying to build audiences and not knowing how to reach their ideal customers. And so once again, I had another pivot where I thought, okay, well, I have experience as a business consultant. That's something I've been doing for a few years and leading teams. And so I made that shift and kind of put the resources on the back burner and really dove into helping doulas start and build their businesses.
That's awesome. Yeah, I just feel like for so many of us, we go through our specialized training, whatever it is. So, you know, it happens mm-hmm. in the movement industry as well. And then with doulas and even midwives, like, you do all this training, you're so passionate, and then you hit the ground and it's like, now what? Like, now how do I move forward? How do I find clients? Like, how do I build a website? Mm-hmm. What is this social media thing? Like, wait, now I have to be an expert in all the different things. So what is like the biggest, like, and I know we have like that deer in headlight, like, oh man, like, now what? What are some of the biggest like obstacles, or like one of the most common questions you get as far as the whole, like, now I need to set up a business. Like, what do I do?
Yeah. So I think the top two, I would say, are how do I set up a website? So I have a free community and there's, I know there's over 2,000 in there. I'm not exactly sure on the number, but the question that comes up often is which website platform should I use? And then also, you know, what do I put on my website? I'm having trouble with my about page and where does this go and where does that go? And then after that, I would say social media and what do I post on social media? Where should I be? Should I be on all the platforms? And just a general feeling of overwhelm of just really how to start getting their name out. So, you know, where's the best starting point and what's the best way to do those things? So those would, I would say, top the list. And then from there, it just goes to, you know, how do I register my business or how should I register my business? And, you know, other little questions like that. But usually the biggest obstacle is getting that website up and getting social media going and attracting, you know, their ideal clients.
Yes. And I think it's one of those mental blocks too, because I think so many of us label ourselves as not techie enough.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's like, I'm just not good at this. Like, I can't do this. And it's, I think it's, and for me, you know, I've had to navigate this too. I have a website and offer courses and have it mm-hmm. all online. And it was just, I had to kind of coach myself through, like, if I can learn to support people having babies,
yeah,
like, that's incredibly intense. Like, I think sometimes we don't give ourselves enough credit for what we have done.
Mm-hmm.
We just can kind of have this list of what we haven't done or what we can't do. And so being able to be like, no, if I can do this, if I can learn this, if I can be a grounding, supportive person who in this really ridiculously intense situation, like, life-changing for mm-hmm. whoever it is that you're serving, I could figure this out. Like, there's so many resources out there. Like, it won't be right. perfect, but I think I could do this. So
I know, right? And the thing is too, is oftentimes I'll see, we just sometimes need to take our own advice and reflect it back upon ourselves. Because so often I'll see posts from doulas, and so I follow thousands of doulas, and so I've seen a lot of posts. But I'll often see posts talking about empower, the word empower, and how, you know, we're not here to empower you. You have the power inside of you. You have everything you need inside of you. We're just here to kind of remind you of it and help you dig those tools out. And so I feel like that's what I'm trying to do for the doula community. I know that it's in there. I know that stuff is frustrating and overwhelming and quite honestly scary. But you're right. We all have it in us to figure it out and just to kind of bootstrap and just make it happen. So yeah, I totally hear you on that. It's in us. We just have to give ourselves the credit and confidence to take it on.
That's awesome. Yeah. So when mm-hmm. it comes to, let's just talk about social media for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
What are just some general recommendations that you have for your community, for your clients of just the basics of, because I think one thing that's really overwhelming is there's so many options.
Yeah.
It's like there's so, and it's ever changing. And then there's just like, you talk to teenagers and it's like, wait, now there's like five more that I don't know about. And they have all this special code. And I'm just like, oh no, I am not cool. I'm so old right now.
I tried to go on TikTok and that lasted about 5 seconds. I'm like, no, I'm out. I can't do it.
I've just embraced it. I'm like, I am not cool enough for TikTok. It's okay.
Yeah, it's okay.
So that idea of, is it okay to kind of go the route of what you feel more drawn to or what you feel like comes more naturally to you? Or is it like, I should be on TikTok, even though I'm not cool? Like, how do you kind of coach your clients through just kind of picking and navigating that whole process?
Right. So the number one thing that I go through is that, first of all, you don't have to be on all the things. And so I think that taking that overwhelm off your plate right away and just knowing that you don't have to do all of the things to be able to show up for your ICA and to be able to book clients and have a successful business. And in fact, when you try to be on so many things and you haven't quite mastered even one of them, then it ends up just kind of pulling you apart in all these different directions and you're unable to just give your all to one thing and make it really great. And that's an experience that I actually had. So in my previous business, I was trying to do Facebook and a group and Instagram and, you know, do all the things. and I wasn't getting good at any one thing. So the first thing that I did when I started the Doula Toolbox was I just fully committed to Instagram. And I took an Instagram course and I took notes and I just started taking action on that one platform. Now I have my stuff auto-post to Facebook. So my Facebook page has grown just kind of organically, but I don't put a ton of energy there because Instagram is where, you know, I have the most engagement and I have the most interaction. And it's just been a great place for me to be able to grow things. So I say Instagram for me, just because that's what I chose and that's what I decided to dedicate myself to. But really what I tell people is go where you're comfortable. A lot of educators will say, you know, you have to hang out where your ICA is. But I think that any doula's ICA, I think that it's a pretty safe bet to say that they're kind of spread across the board, right? Because, you know, new parents like to hang out on Pinterest. New parents like to hang out on Facebook still. New parents like to hang out on Instagram. So I think it's a pretty safe bet that most of kind of the bigger platforms that you choose, you're going to find your ICA there. So if that's kind of out of the way, then look at where you're most comfortable. And I would say another kind of mistake that people make, I was just going to interrupt you real quick and just say
ICA for anyone who might not know that acronym. Stands for Ideal Customer Avatar, which is like kind of a business term for basically the people you want to connect with. So we all have clients that are a really good fit for us. And so that's, and we mesh and we connect, and that's going to be a little different for all of us. So that's what ICA stands for, just in case anyone's sitting here racking their brain.
Absolutely. Yeah. Good idea. I do get that question often. So that was a good thing to point out. So I would say wherever you're comfortable, and we often make the mistake in thinking like we have to be on a social media platform in the first place. And that's just not the case. Like if you are a blogger and that's more your thing and that's more your way of generating traffic, then Pinterest is going to probably be the place for you. And maybe that's where you want to start putting all of your time and energy and building that up. And then gradually kind of when that becomes more of a natural, normal thing for you to do, and it doesn't take so much energy, then I would say start looking at adding something else like Instagram or Facebook or a different way to be able to share your information and share your content.
Yes. Yeah. And I love that as far as just starting where you're comfortable and not necessarily staying there forever, but just getting into a really groove that works really good for you. And you start seeing that. Just basically return on investment of your time, and then being able to use that momentum to then propel you into the next frontier, whatever that is.
Absolutely.
Awesome. So when we are in this birth world and we are so heart driven, and I love how when I was looking over your website and just researching you, you're so understanding of the heart aspect of being a doula and the connection that they have with their clients and how it's not just this faithless exchange of products or something like that, where there's definitely such a human connection element that's involved. And I feel like that human connection can sometimes muddle the line in what is business and what is just human connection and navigating like, okay, now there's money involved. Like money needs to exchange hands because this is a business and people involved do have to pay their bills, and
absolutely
birth workers should have this ability to thrive and not just scrape by or, you know, be serving everyone else and not able to take care of themselves. So when do you see any of that surface in your business coaching with that navigation between what do I charge? How do I charge? Is this ethical? Like that whole wrestling that out.
All the time. Yeah. So a lot of doulas will come in. And so when you come into my Facebook community, there's a series of questions that are there for you to answer. And that just helps me understand where doulas are and kind of what struggles they're experiencing in their business and in their industry, and maybe what some misconceptions and misunderstandings are. And I think that one of the biggest misconceptions that I hear is that people think that doulas are a luxury or that they're just kind of glorified babysitters. And so I think that mindset kind of gets just passed around and ingrained a little bit. And there's definitely some cheerleaders in there who are always like pumping each other up and saying, you know, charge what you're worth. And then there's ones that are just afraid to put a price tag, especially when they're brand new. So a lot of doulas will come in and talking about how they're brand new and how they've actually even been coached to not charge for their first few births and so on and so forth. And that just makes it really difficult to then, you know, once you've offered the service for free, and I understand that you have to get certifying births and stuff like that, but from my understanding, you are allowed to charge for them. So I think kind of setting themselves up, not charging at all or charging just very little, even just to cover their costs, I think that makes it really hard to create that segue into then raising their prices and talking about their value and what their services are actually worth. So working on bridging that gap, really at the end of the day, it's a mindset thing. And I would love to see more kind of training and more attention on the value aspect of what it means to be a doula and what doulas provide, you know, instead of the whole, like, you know, you kind of have to edge your way into the industry and into the community by offering lower prices and eventually raising them, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then there's this added aspect too now, as far as for all of us, not just for the new doulas, as far as now our world is in crisis. And I think crisis definitely brings the compassionate people to the forefront, which I am so, so grateful for. And now it's, okay, now we're all in this together. We're all navigating new and crisis together, balancing how do I keep my business thriving in this time of crisis while still being compassionate to this world at large, that now all of our hearts are just very tender.
Yeah. I think one of the best things that can be offered right now is to not really look at discounting prices per se, because again, we still have to thrive and we still have to make a living as well. And we have one thing we have to keep in mind is that, yes, there are people who are losing their jobs or are just not getting paid right now. And that's unfortunate. And so I think that offering some sort of sliding pay scale or a different kind of opportunity to invest in doula services is a really great thing to do. But I also think that doulas should still be, you know, pushing their regular pricing and pushing their regular packages, because not everybody is in that position. So there's still going to be lots of people who are able to, you know, purchase and pay at full price. I've actually had a couple of doulas, you know, share on the Friday Win in our community that they booked a full paying client. And we also have to remember that this is going to end, right? We're going to see the other side of this. So, you know, people who maybe conceived a month ago, 2 months ago, or who are conceiving right now, you know, will be in a different position, you know, in a couple of months from now when their actual due dates are. So we have to keep all of those things in mind. I think it's a great thing to offer different types of opportunity. One thing that I notice is coming up a lot is birthing people are just not sure about what their rights are in the birth room right now, because there are so many restrictions and changes, and it changes day by day, hour by hour. So I think one of the best things that can be offered right now is just reassurance in what their rights are when they do, you know, go to the hospital or wherever it is, and just know what they have the right to request, or, you know, or not to feel pressured into making a decision, you know, just because of what is going on right now. So I think there are several ways to navigate it. I don't think that I don't think doulas should be totally discounting their prices. I think that if they feel moved to, then they can maybe find some, you know, in between where they can still serve and offer services to people who, you know, maybe have fallen on harder times than others, but then to also kind of keep everything else the same as it was before.
Yes, I think so often we jump to money is the easiest thing. Like, give them a discount, give them a coupon code, and that's how I can serve. And to really pause and think outside that box and wait until you find a solution that sits right for you as well as your clients, that it's serving everyone in the equation, not just the clients, because you're, you know, us as doulas or whoever it is that we're serving, we're part of the equation. And so to factor us into that is really important.
Absolutely. And when this all kind of came down, like in the first week or so, I would say, we saw it across the board in all types of industries that all of a sudden people were offering all kinds of free products and free resources. And I just can't charge at a time like this. And I'm a part of a few business groups. And there was a little bit there. I don't see it as much now. But in the very beginning, there was actually a lot of pressure to do that and to give stuff away for free. There were people that were talking about their launches and, you know, I had this stuff planned and what should I do? Should I not launch? And other people were saying it's totally inappropriate to launch right now. This is not the time, you know, to try and make money. And so I think that we all probably across the board felt that pressure that, oh, all of a sudden I have to work for free because all of a sudden, you know, there's people that aren't making money and so on and so forth. And so while that's true, and that's definitely something that we can, you know, lean into in whatever way resonates with us, it's just not true across the board. So I've seen it leveling out a bit, and I've seen people actually launching with great success in other industries. So I don't see why it should be any different in this industry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. That's awesome. Mm-hmm. So let's move into the doula toolbox. And what do you offer, and where did those offers come from? And I know you've got a few options available for how you're serving this community. I'd love to just dive into that and hear a little bit more, pick your brain on how you're serving the community and who would be the best fit for each product that you're offering or service that you're offering.
Sure. Well, I'll start with kind of the free resources that I offer. So as I've mentioned a couple of times, I have the Doula Toolbox community, and that's on Facebook, and it grows. We get a few new members every day, which is really exciting. And it's become a really great community. And I love that people just come in there and ask questions, and they're super supportive of each other. And I've received great compliments just about the vibe in that group. So I really cherish that group and how it's grown. So I offer free training in that group. And I've also created a free resource library that just has different things, you know, around social media and around business building and just tools to help, you know, any doula wherever they are, just get a head start on something or to be able to just take some resource and work on their business if that's what they're feeling that they need. So I'm really proud of the resources that I have available in that sense. And then I also have the Doula Boss Society. So this is a membership that I actually launched about a year ago at this time. And I had just over 20 founding members, and most of them are still a part of the membership. And it's just, I love the community that's been built inside of Doula Boss Society. We do monthly masterclasses inside. A couple of examples of masterclasses that I have in there are SEO for doulas, email list 101. We've got a Pinterest masterclass in there. So there are just a number of, you know, bite-sized training. The members of Doula Boss Society have the opportunity to have a live Q&A with whatever expert contributes the masterclass in that particular month. So that's always a great benefit to being in Doula Boss Society. So for example, the SEO masterclass was provided by the website doula, Sarah. I don't know how to say her last name, but she's so lovely. And many of the Doula Bosses found that really helpful. So it's just a beautiful coaching community. We have live mastermind calls, and the members of the Doula Boss Society just really support each other and lift each other up. And it just brings me a lot of joy to be able to bring doulas together like that. So that really just started out of, you know, people consistently reaching out for coaching and questions. And so I just thought, you know what, let's put everybody in a group and, you know, organize it and streamline it and give the opportunity for, you know, people to come together and support each other and be supported by myself and some other experts.
That's so important. I just want to interrupt you for a second, just to kind of cheer you on as far as, you know, I don't want you to gloss over. It's just for some of us who this isn't our world, like you threw out some really cool terms that would be really powerful to know. So like SEO would be search engine optimization, which is basically if you have a website, you want people to be able to find you.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so many of us, like we do something and it's new and we like put ourselves out there and we want people to find us and then they don't. And
uh-huh.
How many of us have created a website and now we're waiting for the, you know, people to find us and to say, oh, I'm ready to be your client. And then they don't. And so
absolutely
knowing like, okay, so I can get coaching in these areas as far as not only just, hey, now I have this website up, but how do I tweak it? And,
mm-hmm.
you know, people who have gone through the trenches as far as wrestling these things out and they can condense it and give us these tidbits that are, it's just so powerful to be able to propel your business forward in a really effective way rather than like, okay, now I have to go
mm-hmm.
buy a course on this and now I have to go buy a course on that. Now I have to become an expert in this.
Yeah.
It can be incredibly overwhelming as a business person to all of a sudden, if you're an entrepreneur, like it is overwhelming of, okay, now I have to be a website designer. Now I have to be,
yep.
you know, an SEO expert. Now I have to be, you know, an expert in copy and writing mm-hmm. what I'm going to write. And now I have to
right.
transfer that over to my Instagram. And oh, now I'm going to create a YouTube channel. Now I have to figure out that algorithm. And it's just like, I feel like
so
many people are ready to throw in the towel when they hear that rather than think,
yeah.
okay, there are resources like your own that are really effective mm-hmm. to, okay, it's all kind of in this one spot and I'm going to just take one step at a time and continue to shape my business to, you know, the ultimate goal that I have for it.
Mm-hmm. And you took the words right out of my mouth. I was going to say, it is just one step at a time. And so the masterclasses that I bring in the experts for, some of them I teach myself, but then I don't know everything. And I, of course, want the, you know, the best authority on it. So there's always work to be done, right? It's not about, you know, getting the website put together and then it's good and then it's done, right? There's always behind the scenes work to be done. And just like, you know, for Instagram, for example, like I said earlier, a lot of people, one of their biggest frustrations is, you know, how do I get my, you know, ideal customer following me? Where do I find them? And so it's more than just kind of putting your post up and then hoping someone's going to find it. It's, you know, intentional action. And so we try to cover that intentional action inside of Dual Boss Society and just give those little bite-sized pieces of training. Because like you said, it's so difficult. There are so many courses out there and there's so many things to choose from. And so how do you know that, you know, you want to focus on Pinterest or you want to focus on SEO? And so the masterclasses are designed to kind of help and guide and give some intentional action steps, but then also for you to say, okay, I just watched this Pinterest masterclass. There's some things I can do, but now I'm feeling like, yes, this is really something that I want to move forward with and take more seriously. So maybe now it's time to, you know, find a whole course or something where you can really dive into, you know? So it's really just kind of giving that. And that's really where, you know, I've been talking a little bit about this lately, but at the beginning of the year, I kind of had a shift in my thinking about the Dual Toolbox. And I really started thinking about, you know, my own personal struggles in building a business and the roadblocks that I came up across, or up against, I should say, and really thinking, how can I take those things and, you know, translate them into help and resources and support for the doula community, right? So my first business was born out of like a frustration of that I felt in terms of, you know, postpartum depression and lack of support. And so, you know, the business grew from there. And when I shifted into the doula community, I didn't really take the time and stop to think like, you know, I kind of thought my goal is the same as a doula's goal. I want happy and healthy families. I want, you know, educated birthing people and so on and so forth. And so when I stopped to think about it, I thought, okay, but I need to be super clear on how I am helping a doula, you know, move the needle in their own business. And so that's really where like a lot of this stuff came from. That's where my latest membership, Doula Boss Lite, came from. And just really wanting to create accessible resources that are attainable for as many doulas as possible. And so that they know, like, I just had an experience in an SEO masterclass, and now I know I want to dive deeper on that. So I feel better about spending my resources on that because I've had a little window into it now. And I understand, you know, that I want to dive deeper. If hopefully that makes sense.
Oh, absolutely. And I think even just learning like, what are the basics and what is SEO and what is ICA and what is, you know, having that little bit of business training, which I think really can instill some confidence in you of knowing, like, when you hear these conversations and you're tracking and you're like, yeah, okay, I know what you're talking about. It can really instill this confidence in all of us of, I am an entrepreneur. I am a business person. Yep. Like, I am running my own business and I can grow it if I want to, and I can create some strategy, and just understanding that we are capable. I think a lot of times just having that community around us can be really powerful, because you and I are part of some of the same business groups. And when you hear these people, like, they're succeeding and they launch and then they have this outcome, and then, or you hear you're in this group and they sign a couple of new clients, all of a sudden it teaches your mind, like, okay, it's possible. So even for the people in your group who are hearing that right now people are signing new doula clients, that opens up, even if it's not their testimony right away, they're saying, okay, it's possible. It's happening right now in this scenario, in this situation. People are still getting clients. And so it's really powerful, because then our brain only looks for things that it believes there's possible.
Yeah.
And so, like, you see that even with, like, world records. Like, if a world record gets broken, a lot of times it'll get broken within a few days, because people all of a sudden are like, it's possible. And their brain then tells their body it's possible. And it's really crazy, the science behind it. But that translates into our business of just even knowing things are possible, knowing, seeing people who are so similar to us being like, I was able to build a website, and I was able to, you know, deal with my Instagram, and I actually feel confident in it now. All of a sudden that's so powerful, because then, we're then, okay, I could do this. I could do it. If they can do it, I could do it.
And you're right. And it doesn't have to be even something as big as, you know, signing a full paying client right now. It can just be like, I had somebody else pop into the free community and was so excited because her profile visits had, like, skyrocketed by a couple hundred. And she was just excited about that. And she had so many comments on that particular post, because everybody was like, well, how did you do it? And that's amazing. And so super supportive, but also really curious. And so just seeing other people take action, I mean, that helps me too, because, you know, they're taking action on things that I'm trying to encourage them to do. And then when they do that and see each other succeed at something, whether it's, you know, more profile visits on your Instagram, or, you know, your website starting to rank on the first page, or whatever it is, those small wins can sometimes just be enormous for somebody else, and inspiring them and just taking a little bit of action.
Yeah. And the community aspect is so important too, for any entrepreneur, like, because entrepreneurship is so, it can feel so isolating. And especially when you're small and you don't have a team yet and it's just you, and a lot of doulas are going to mostly stay that way of, it's going to be them and their clients, and they're just doing the, you know, what they do. And so being able to have that like-minded community of people who are in it together and they're struggling with the same things and they're overcoming, and it's really powerful.
Oh, it's there's nothing like it. There's nothing like it. So I was so excited to start Doula Boss Society. And of course, it's grown since I launched it last year. So that's continuing. And so, like I was saying earlier this year, and just really sitting down and thinking, how do I want to serve doulas in their business? And so kind of not totally getting rid of, like, the overall goal of healthy families and, you know, educated and informed birthing people, because that's just an ultimate win for all of us. But just really zeroing in on how I can support doulas. And so that's where Doula Boss Lite came from. And I just thought, you know, I have all this amazing information that experts are contributing to, and I'm seeing so much success with my doula bosses. Why not just repurpose this content and just make a lighter version of Doula Boss Society? So, you know, the masterclasses that the Doula Boss Society members have enjoyed are all in there. Replays of the Q&A are in there. And then I just added a kind of a splash for something different. Added quarterly challenges to the Doula Boss Lite membership. And I'm super, super excited about those. So every 3 months, we're just going to be doing a different challenge as a big group to just help raise the vibration in your business. So there's different types. We're kicking it off with an amazing video challenge. 21 days of showing up in video and just stepping outside of that comfort zone. And then the other challenges I have planned are engagement challenges, which always do really well, content creation challenges, and goal busting challenges. So really just kind of, you know, allowing everybody to just work along in their business for a few months and then all coming together as a big group and just raising the doula vibration, not only for themselves and for their businesses, but, you know, when you have a whole group of doulas, I'm hoping it's going to be hundreds, but when you have a whole group of doulas just kind of coming together and all of a sudden showing up in social media in kind of a similar way and spreading the same message, then that's impossible. It's impossible for that to not catch on. You know, it's impossible for that to not be noticed. And so my major goal with these challenges is to really just, you know, excite the members, excite the doulas, but then to also just get, you know, a massive message out there all at the same time and just really, you know, raise the vibration of things.
That's awesome. So as we're wrapping up, yeah. If you could give one piece of advice to a maybe newish birth worker, a doula who is maybe feeling a little unsure, maybe they recently finished their training and now the whole world turned upside down. What would you just, if you had to sit down and have a cup of coffee and look into their eyes, what would you say?
Well, I think first of all, I would say celebrate yourself there. I think that there is such a lack of, you know, most people in business, but so I find that doulas are so heart-centered and so focused on their clients that they forget to kind of celebrate themselves and what they offer and the difference that they can make in this world and in a person's life. So I think the number one thing I would say is, you know, come out of the gate just celebrating yourself and celebrating what you've just done and how excited you are to, you know, get into people's lives and help make a difference. And then I think the second thing I would tell a new doula is you don't have to do it all. Don't feel like you have to take everything on all at once. Choose your path, choose a couple of things that you want to work on to get yourself out into the world, get really good at those things, and then just start adding things on as you feel comfortable so that you just don't get that feeling of overwhelm and feeling like, you know, giving up when you're just getting started because you can't keep up with all the things. So just choose one or two things and take action on those things and then just keep going.
That's fabulous. I think that's a wonderful way to wrap up this conversation. Rebecca, I'm so thankful for you and grateful for all that you do. Can you tell our listeners where they can find you on social media, Facebook, all the places?
Sure. Yeah. So on social media, I'm just at The Doula Toolbox on Instagram and on Facebook. And then my website is thedoulatoolbox.com.
Awesome. Rebecca, thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me. That was really nice chatting with you.
Isn't she doing such an awesome work? I'm so thrilled to have such a powerful community rising up to support the birth worker community. The Doula Toolbox is an incredible resource to support you on your journey into building a powerful and effective business that is a thriving part of your life rather than a constant stress or frustration. I strongly recommend that you jump on over to her website, The Doula Toolbox, and check out this awesome work and community. Her free Facebook group is a really awesome resource and a place to start for encouragement and practical wisdom. If your body is feeling tired and you know that the work laid out for you is not a short journey, and you want to be part of an embodied community that leads with compassion and wisdom, I invite you into the Thriving Birthworker Movement Method community. The launch will be only available to an exclusive group of heart-centered leaders who know they need to practice what they preach, and not only for a thriving business, but for a thriving life. Be sure to come on over to the show notes and sign up for the waitlist so you don't miss out, and you'll be thrilled that you did. Thanks so much for joining me week after week. This community is special and precious to me, and I am thrilled to have the opportunity to support you. As always, I am over here cheering you on and so grateful for your service to this community. Looking forward to connecting with you soon. Bye for now.
The information and discussion provided on this podcast are not intended and should not be construed as medical advice. If you have a medical concern, you should consult with an appropriately licensed physician or healthcare provider.